The strike is still on Monday. It is it's a little history. In 1997, the Kenya National Union of Teachers and the government of Kenya entered into agreement of salaries and allowances. You can remember in 1997, the Kenya National Union of Teachers, after disagreeing with the government, went on strike. That strike culminated into some signed agreement on how the salaries and allowances were to be paid. If I may refresh your memory, the salaries were pegged at between 150% to 200%. Then the allowances, house allowance was to be 50% of the teacher's salary. Medical allowance was 20% of the teacher's salary. There was commuter allowance, which was supposed to be 10% of the teacher's salary. There was also special duty allowances for those teachers who are working in special schools or who are trained as special teachers. The allowance was pegged at 10%. Then, of course, there was a hardship allowance for those teachers who are working in semi-arid and arid areas. That was 30%. While the government went ahead to stagger payments for the salaries, at one time, they recommended that the salaries would be paid by installment for 10 years. That agreement was reached, we signed. Then, when the new government took over, we went into agreement with the new government, and the installments were reduced to 6 years. Then, after 1 year, they were further reduced to 5 years. The government went ahead to honor, and all the teachers of Kenya were paid those salaries, but not the allowances. All these were contained in what is called Legal Notice Number 534 of 1997. So, our request for the government to honor the payment of allowances as were agreed upon by us and the government in 1997 has always fallen on deaf ears. Therefore, the teachers of this republic have decided to down their tools because of that. That is part of the issue. The other issue, right now, the cost of living is very high for teachers and any other person. Because you remember, a few weeks ago, the government went ahead to hike the salaries of civil servants. Teachers are also supposed to be workers of the government. They are public servants. They were ignored. And the Minister for State is the office of the president, who increased the salaries of the civil servants, stated very clearly that the teachers were not catered for because theirs would be done after agreement. In the year, this year in February, we started writing to our employer, TSC, to give us an avenue of negotiation. We have written letters and letters, but none has been replied to. In May, you remember, we told the government if they don't want to negotiate with us, then we shall have no option but to call our teachers out on a strike in July. The government side went silent. Then when it reached August, the teachers said if the government does not want to talk to them, then they have no reason to continue working. They have to down their tools. So we wanted some salary increments for the teachers, or we wanted an avenue of negotiation. The government does not want to negotiate with the teachers. So what do we do? That is why we call the strike.
Although you said you have not received any notification, a judge is reportedly to have said that your strike Monday is unconstitutional. The report is suggesting that some leaders of your union ran away when you were going to be served with the court order or about the judge's ruling. Why did you run?
No, that is not true. We can't run away because we have a very big office in Nairobi. And our offices are manned from morning to evening. We can't run away. That is not true. We have not been served. And in any case, We gave the government 17 days notice, as is provided for in Labor Relations Act. 17 days notice elapsed on Thursday. Now, when they went, when the TSC, our employer, woke up yesterday after the days of the notice have elapsed to go and secure a court order, that court order, according to me, has been overtaken by events.
So if your members go on strike Monday, don't you risk some of your teachers or members being fired by the government for unconstitutional act?
You see, that court order, if it is, it was taken ex parte. We are also ready to go and argue our case. And be it being unconstitutional or illegal will then be decided later on. As for now, it was an ex parte kind of settlement.
So how long is your intended strike?
That is not known, because when you go on a strike, it depends on the unfolding events. It depends on you securing an agreement with the government later on, or it depends also on you and your people deciding now to call it off. So that will be seen later on. But for now, the teachers have said they are going to down their tools until they are listened to.
What are your demands currently? What do you demand from your employers?
What we demand, one, the allowances as they are contained in Legal Notice number 534 of 1997. Secondly, salary increment of up to 300% if possible, or any agreed amount by the government. Also, we want some allowances of responsibility allowances, like headship allowance, both principals and heads of schools. The allowances, some of them are not even getting responsibility allowances. And generally, the term, improved terms and conditions of service. Some are not monetary anyway.
Are you therefore saying the system is broken and that is why you are going on this strike?
Not really. There is no breakage of the system. But what we are saying is that we are not being listened to.